It's our privilege to be with you once again.
我们能够与你们同在，真是一个很大的荣幸。
I hear good reports from the people in Eastern Hills of how loving and beautiful congregation you are.
我总听到人们从这个我们威斯理东山教会提到你们是多么可爱美好的一群弟兄姐妹。
So it is our privilege to be here again.
所以我们很荣幸再次跟你们在一起。
Jesus Christ is alive.
耶稣基督是活着的。
Say it again three times, whatever language. Jesus Christ is alive.
耶稣基督是活着的。 耶稣基督是活着的。
One more time. Jesus
Christ.
Do you believe this?
你相信吗?
Do you believe it? Is it important to you?
对你是重要的吗?
I want to impress it upon you so you can sense its relevance for today.
我想给你们加强一下印象, 让你们知道这个是非常重要的事情。
I want first of all to tell you what led up to his resurrection.
我首先想要告诉你们是什么引得使得他能够复活的。
And then the fact of the resurrection.
然后呢是他复活的这个事实。
And thirdly, the benefits of the resurrection.
第三点是复活对我们的好处。
First of all, what led up to it?
首先是什么使他复活的?
Jesus, the Son of God, was God from all eternity.
耶稣基督神的儿子，同时也是永生的神。
The Father sent him to earth to fulfill a mission.
天父把他送到了世界上，是为了完成一个使命。
Because man whom he created had sinned.
因为他所创造的人类犯了罪。
And it led to a sinful heart and a sinful nature.
同时人就有一个罪恶的本质和罪恶的内心。
And everyone since then has been born with an inherited sinful nature.
所以每一个我们出生的人，他天生就有一个有罪的本性，
which destines us to a judgment before God and hell.
那这使得我们在神面前就会受审判，最终就是去地狱。
And his mission was to go to the cross and take our sins upon him and die as an atoning sacrifice for every one of us.
那他的使命就是上十字架，死在十字架上，并且为我们的罪做一个赎罪祭。
And he did it.
那他耶稣基督就这么做了。
But on the third day, he rose again from the dead.
但是在第三天，他又从死里复活。
And he ascended into heaven and lives forever.
他又升上天，在那里永远的生活。
Praise God.
感谢赞美神。
Oh yes, there are those who said that his disciples simply stole his body and buried it elsewhere.
确实是啊，有人在那边会说，他的门徒把他的尸体偷走，然后又把他埋到了别的地方。
All of which is totally ridiculous and contrary to the facts of Scripture and common sense.
那这一切都实际上都是很荒谬的。如果我们仔细看，他与圣经所描述的事实和我们的这个常识来判断，都是违背的。
But he arose, and 50 days later, he ascended into heaven.
那他 不仅复活了，他还与门徒们同在，有五十天，在他上天之前。
to carry on his ministry of intercession for us.
那在他升天之后呢，他继续他的使命，并且为我们代祷。
Secondly, I want to talk about the fact of it.
所以第二点呢，我就想要谈一下复活的这个事实。
I particularly like Luke's presentation.
我非常喜欢路加福音里面对这个复活事实的这个描述。
The women, Mary Magdalene and others, went to the tomb on the third day to anoint his body.
蒙大拿的玛利亚和其他的妇女，他们在耶稣受难后的第三天去坟墓，想要去膏耶稣的尸体。
But when they got there, the stone was rolled away. The tomb was empty.
当他们去那里的时候，那块大石头被移开了，这个坟墓是空的。
So they hurried back to the disciples, but they had a hard time convincing them.
所以他们很快地回到门徒那里，想要告诉他们这个事情，但是那个并不很困难，能够让门徒相信这个事实。
So the angels and Mary were the first witnesses to his resurrection.
所以玛利亚和那些在那里的天使是见证耶稣基督复活的第一批人。
But I like the story that Luke tells of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus.
所以我更想展开来讲，就是路加在这里讲到在去以马忤斯的路上两个门徒和耶稣的故事。
They were discussing their frustrations over his death.
他们在讨论耶稣基督去世的死掉的非常让人伤心的这个事实。
When suddenly the risen Christ joined them, though they didn't recognize him at first.
但突然呢，复活的耶稣基督就跟他们同行了，但是呢，他们却没有认出来。
And he Jesus asked them, "What are you discussing?"
耶稣对他们说，你们彼此谈论的是什么事呢？
And they replied, "Are you the only one?" One in Jerusalem that does not know what happened.
你是不是在耶路撒冷里面还唯一还不知道那里出了什么事的一个人呢？
And he replied, "What things?"
耶稣说什么事？
And the reply is interesting.
他们的回答很有趣。
They explained to him how powerful Jesus was, and how their leaders cruelly handed him over to be crucified.
他们就跟耶稣解释，耶稣是多么的富有能力，但是呢，他们的宗教领袖就把他耶稣带去定罪，并且钉在十字架上。
And how they had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel, in other words, to be their Messiah.
他们也讲到他们当时是多么的希望耶稣就是那位弥赛亚，就是带领他们胜利的弥赛亚。
And Jesus' answer was powerful and encouraging.
那耶稣基督的回答呢，是蛮有能力，也非常鼓励人心。
How foolish you are and slow of heart to believe the prophets, he said.
无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
Did not Christ have to suffer these things and enter into his glory?
基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
And then he explained to them all that was written in Moses and the prophets and all the scriptures concerning him.
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白。
So it was through the Bible and one easy lesson.
所以他就是通过圣经讲了一个非常流畅的讲了一节课。
But since it was getting late in the day, they invited him in for a meal and the night, according to good Eastern hospitality.
那因着这个东方的好客，那天又特别晚了，所以他们就强留耶稣基督吃一顿晚饭，并且同宿。
And while they were eating.He took bread and broke it and gave thanks and gave it to them.
到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，掰开递给他们。
And at once, they recognized him.
他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他。
But suddenly he disappeared from their sight.
那忽然呢，耶稣就又不见了。
And this prompted them to hurry back to Jerusalem to tell the disciples that he is risen.
所以呢，他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去。要向门徒们传达说他复活了，主果然复活了。
And they told them their story of how they recognized him by the way he broke bread.
两个人就把路上所遇见的和掰饼的时候怎么被他们认出来的事就都述说了一遍。
And I like what follows, how suddenly Jesus appeared to them.
那我也喜欢紧接下来，耶稣呢又突然之间出现在他们面前。
And how when they were troubled and frightened, he convinced them that he was indeed Jesus.
那他们又确实当时非常的惊慌，耶稣呢又使得他们确信他就是耶稣基督。
And then to them all, he shared the scriptures and showed them.How it revealed that he must suffer and die and rise from the dead and ascend into heaven.
耶稣呢，就又是给他们讲解圣经，然后又讲解他如何要受苦，为什么要钉十字架。
And how they would be witnesses in Jerusalem and to all the world concerning this.
那然后呢？这个路加福音又讲了，就是他们如何又在整个耶路撒冷做见证，然后整个世界做见证。
Okay, now thirdly, what are the benefits of his resurrection?
第三点，他耶稣基督的复活有什么好处
？Did it really mean anything special?
那他对你来说是不是意味着一些特别呢
？Three things.
有三点。
The first one, without it, if he hadn't risen from the dead, their salvation would be incomplete.
那第一点，如果他没有从死里复活，我们的救赎就是不完整的。
Without it, Jesus would have died needlessly.
那没有复活，耶稣基督也就没有必要去死掉。
And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15,That without it, without his resurrection, our faith is useless.
那保罗在哥林多前书十五章就说，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然。
And that we are still in our sins.
我们仍在罪里。
What a distressing situation that would be.
那是一件多么令人沮丧的情况。
But folks, Christ did.Rise from the dead, and we really do have victory over sin in Jesus because He's still alive.
那弟兄姐妹们，耶稣基督确实是复活了，而且我们因着他的复活，我们战胜了罪。
So, without His resurrection, there is no salvation. The cross would have been a failure.
那没有耶稣基督的复活，就没有救赎。那耶稣基督的钉十字架就是一个失败的事情。
And the second thing,
第二点
，because he rose from the dead, we too shall rise from the dead.
因为他从死里复活，我们也会从死里复活。
And the Bible says.That he is the first fruits.
圣经上讲他是是睡了之人的初熟的果子。
And when he comes again, and the resurrection takes place, when we rise to meet him in the air.
那当他再来的时候，我们也会从死里复活，并且升上空中与他相见。
We will be alive with him and our loved ones forever.
我们会与他与我们相爱的人一起同住，永永远远。
If you believe that, say amen.
如果你们相信这一点，请说阿门。
I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are too.
我对这非常的期待，我也希望你们也是如此。
And we will have new bodies.
我们要有新的身体。
Bodies like Jesus, bodies that will never die.
就像耶稣基督的身体，永远不会死亡的身体。
The scriptures say in 1 John, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
那在约翰一书讲到，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
I don't know whether we shall be able to appear and disappear and enter through closed doors or not.
那我们不知道会不会就像他真的是突然显现，又突然失踪、消失，然后或者是突然进入关着的门什么的。
Or whether we can ascend upward into the clouds like he did.
或者是我们像他那样升上空中，进入云里面那样。
I guess we will, but we'll have his help.
我想我们会的，但是我们是需要他的帮助。
But the main thing is we shall be like him.
这最重要的点就是我们将与他相像。
And when he comes again, he will take us to heaven.Where we will be with him forever and forever and forever.
那等他再来的时候，他会把我们带上天堂，并且与父同住，永永远远，永永远远，永永远远。
And he has a room there with your name on the door.
那他在天上有一间房子，门前就有你的名字。
Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you."
耶稣基督说：“我会去为你们预备地方。”
I don't know if he's got it finished yet, but it'll be there, folks, when you need it.
我不知道是不是已经完工了，但是当我们需要的时候，他一定会准备好。
And I'm looking forward to it.
我也非常期望。
It's not that I don't like it here.
那不是说我不喜欢这里。
But being with him in heaven is just something out of this world, and that's not a pun.
那与他同在天堂呢，就是这个世界上其实是没有的事情，所以很期望。
The third thing, the last thing,
第三点也是最后一点
is because of his resurrection and because he went into heaven, he ever lives to make intercession for us.
因为他的复活，也因着他与天父在天堂同住，他。一直都是为我们代求的。
I don't know if you feel like you need prayer, but I know I do.
那我不知道你是不是觉得你需要被祷告，但是我知道我需要被祷告。
And I appreciate your prayers, but more effective are the prayers of Jesus for us.
那我很感谢你们的祷告，但是我觉得最有效的还是耶稣基督为我们的祷告。
Paul says, "Thanks be unto God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ."
那保罗就说，感谢神，那在荣耀在胜利荣耀之中为我们祷告。
So I say, thank God for His intercession for us, for you, for me.
我们就感谢神啊，他为我们的代求。为了你，为了我。
It says in at least two places in the New Testament, one in Romans and one in Hebrews.
那在新约里面，大约至少有两处，在罗马书和希伯来书里面都讲到。
That he is interceding for us.
讲到他为我们代求。
He isn't just saying a prayer; he is really praying for us.
他不只是简单的说一个祷告词，他其实是一直在为我们祷告。
And I think that's powerful.
那我想这是非常有能力的。
So how can we have spiritual victory in our lives today?
在今天，我们如何能够有属灵上的胜利呢？
Because he is watching over us.And praying for us.
因为他一直在看顾我们， 一直为我们祷告。
Maybe you heard the song, His Eye is on the Sparrow.
那也许你听过这首诗歌唱他的眼目是在看顾麻雀的。
But His Eye is not only on the Sparrow, it's on you and it's on me too.
那他的眼目不只是在麻雀身上，同时也在你身上，在我们身上。
We never get out of His sight.
我们永远不会让他在他视野中消失。
We never get out of His thoughts.
我们永远不会在他的思想里面消失。
Somebody wrote this: while He was on the cross, we were on His mind.
那有人这样子写道：当他在十字架上，我们在他的心里面。
And we still are.
我们仍然是这样子。
What a blessing!
这是多大的一个祝福！
So let me sum it up.
让我来总结一下。
I'm glad that Jesus is alive for these three reasons.
那我很高兴，耶稣因为这三个原因他是活着的。
Without it,
没有这个
we couldn't be saved.
没有这一点，我们不会被得救。
Without it, there would be no resurrection for us.
没有这一点，那我们自己也不会复活。
And without it, we could not live a victorious Christian life.
没有这一点，我们也不会生活像一个胜利的基督徒成圣的生活。
So thank God for Easter. Thank God for the resurrection.
感谢神有复活节，感谢他复活了。
And so that is my message for you. Easter is so utterly important. I had to share this with you.
所以这就是我为你们带来的信息，复活的信息是非常非常的重要。这就是我给你们的信息。